Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for Mind Shift Monday. Thank you to each of you that are tuning in online at mindshifttalkradio.com, as well as those of you that are listening via Blog Talk Radio. It is always a phenomenal day for us on Mind Shift Monday. We just love being here. We love talking to you guys. We love having real conversations for real folks. And for those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, this show is for you. It's for every individual that's looking to grow, whether it's personally, spiritually, professionally, even if you just need some information in terms of how to improve in areas like health and wellness, this is the place you need to be. We help you to have those paradigm shifts, those mind shifts, to experience success on a totally different level. And so we commend you for being here. Those of you that listen to us every Monday night, thank you so much. We ask that you continue to be connected with us. You can join us online at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Become our friend. Also, you can find us at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go ahead and hit the contact us, connect with us, send us an email, drop us a line, let us know what your thoughts are. We love to hear from you guys. When we have these conversations, they're not just for us, they are for you as well. And so we want you to be involved in the conversation. We want you to be engaged in the conversation. But again, thank you for being here. And on behalf of my phenomenal and dynamic co-host, I say she's my partner in crime as well as my partner in success, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren, will be joining us shortly. Oh, she's here already. I didn't know she was there. Well, hey, sis.
Happy Mind Shift Monday, Stacey.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you, too, Mamacita. Oh, gosh, you scared me. I was like, oh, okay. That's
gracias. I'm in San Antonio, so I really get to practice my Spanish now.
Oh, yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
I'm working on mine. I'm working on my Rosetta Stone. I'm trying to get it together. All I can say is Mamacita. Yeah, I get that from my friend Deidre. You know, I sit there and say, Buenas noches, and she says, Buenos nachos to you too. So I got that one too. So there's a couple I pick up here and there. I get a little bit here and there. So, anywho, well, welcome to this. How's your week going?
It's going. I'm so excited. Of course, it's Monday, so I'm happy about that extra stove, but I'm even more happy about tonight's show. But I know you don't want to get into that quite yet. Last week's show, but I'm excited.
I hear you. I am definitely excited about tonight's show, and especially because the guest that is going to be joining us tonight is not new to Mind Shift Talk Radio. She is a part of the family. She's a part of the crew. She's our honorary guest co-host tonight. So we'll bring her out shortly, but before we do that, we always want to provide a recap from the previous week's show. So in case you may have missed the show last week, no worries. You can still get all the juicy information, the golden nuggets. Basically, last week we were joined by, oh gosh, he was an incredible speaker and author that was here with us last week, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And he was discussing his latest project, which is the Vuja Day Moment. Yeah, pretty cool title, right? I love that title, Vuja Day Moment. But last week, he was here discussing that book as well as other books he's written. He's a best-selling author, books available on Amazon. And like I said, just a remarkable speaker. You can go to his website, simontbailey.com. And basically, it was kind of like a part two, I would say, from the previous week's conversation, because on the previous week, we had Mr. Bob Berg that joined us. And so we were really learning about how to get in the driver's seat and how to create our circumstances and not become victims of our circumstances, but to be victors. And so he talks about how we can look at things from a different perspective, which we're always interested in, you know, especially here at Mindshift. We're talking about creating that mind shift, but it was about how to see things from a different perspective, how to have that paradigm shift, and how to take the necessary steps and actions to move forward and to create the circumstances that we want to have and to be able to see the results that we desire in our lives. So I thought it was an incredible show. I know it was one of our highest rated shows here on Mindshift, and we also have it as a featured show on Blog Talk. So if you go to our page on blogtalkradio.com/mindshifttalkradio, you'll be able to see it on the front page as one of the featured shows. So I would definitely recommend that you go ahead and check that show out. And make sure that you're sharing it with your friends and family members. Anyone that you know that's in need of a mind shift, you want them to go ahead and check that show out. So that was Simon T. Bailey discussing the Vuja Day moment. Sis, I know I did that really quick because I don't want to take too much time from tonight's guest. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think you did. I've been listening to the replay like every day. So, nope, it's really good. Definitely want to check it out if you haven't, and if you have, you want to check it out again because I get something from it every time I listen, something new and different.
Definitely, definitely. Like I said, that show is available for you to be able to download and listen to on mindshifttalkradio.com. You just go ahead and click on the archives link, and you'll be able to see the links for both of those speakers, Mr. Bob Berg as well as Simon T. Bailey. So we're going to move forward. Now, this is going to be interesting because I'm controlling the show through my laptop, obviously. I'm in the studio doing this. And my laptop just decided to restart by itself right now. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I love this. I just love this. You're on live and then things just happen. But, hey, it's cool. So we're going to keep it moving. And I only say that to say this. For those of you that are trying to get in the chat room, you may not be able to do that because the chat room is probably closed down. So I apologize, but it will be up shortly. And also, you can still feel free to give us a call. If you have any questions tonight, this is a show where you're going to definitely want to have a pen and a piece of paper. And you want to be able to ask tons of questions. And a lot of your questions are going to be answered probably even before you can ask the question. But if there's anything that we may miss that's crucial for you that you really need to have answered today, definitely feel free to give us a call. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Again, it's 347-989-0206. All right, sis, are you ready to roll into tonight's show?
I'm ready. I got my pen and paper in hand.
Okay. Well, as I said to you guys, the guest that is joining us tonight, she's our special guest. Like I said, she is not new to Mindshift Talk Radio. She's a vet here. She's been here several times, and every time she's here, she blesses us with this phenomenal information that will totally transform your life. You know, for those of you that listen to the show, and sometimes we have conversations about business and business development, professional development, and you kind of wonder, where do I fit in this whole equation? You know, am I ready to start a business? Should I even get started? How do I go about getting it started? You know, we've had those conversations on the show before, and so our guest has just been so gracious to volunteer to come back to Mindshift once a month and do a workshop, a series for us. So whether you're a baby, you know, in terms of your professional development or getting started with the business, or you consider yourself an expert, you know, you've been in business for some time, you're ready to expand, whatever it may be, you'll be able to get some nuggets, you'll be able to get some refreshing information, and you'll be able to go to the next level. And so we're going to go back to the basics. We're going to start from, you know, the 101 series tonight. So this guest, as I said, is not new to Mindshift. She is Ms. Sherry Darden, known also as the Business Plan Lady. She is a small business expert. She's a master consultant. She has a phenomenal website at thebusinessplanlady.com. You can go there. You can read more about Sherry. You can see the different products and the services that she offers. And as I said, we are so blessed to have her here because we're basically getting expert advice. We're getting free consultation. Who doesn't like free? Love free. And so we're getting free consultation from an expert that's here to join us tonight. So I know I don't have the full bio, But I don't think we need to do all that right now. If there's anything I missed that you guys need to know about her, she's going to tell you that right now. So without any further ado, I do want to introduce you to our special guest, the business plan lady herself, Miss Sherry Darden. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio again, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, I'm doing my virtual bow, and it is really great to be here. It is so great to be here. I'm actually speaking to you right now in the Smoky Mountains. I'm just right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And if any of you guys are friends with me on Facebook, I posted a picture of myself. And then after I did it, I said, you know, this is an up-close shot with no makeup on. But that's how confident I am about being happy. Was kind of caught up in the moment. So, yeah, I'm in the Smoky Mountains, just taking a little bit of a, I don't want to say sabbatical, but in the process of finishing a book and putting the finishing touches in. Actually, tomorrow we'll be sending a manual, an entrepreneur manual to press and getting that ready to help people get their business started. Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be probably about 250 pages. So, going to be lots of information, and it's going to be one product where you can carry it around. So when you're shopping for products and you're doing your research, you have one manual. You don't have a bunch of books, because that's one of the things that I kind of suffer from, a book to do this, a book to do that, mm-hmm. and a notepad to do that. It's going to be one central manual that you'll have everything there that you can always go back and refer to and stick notes and all of that good stuff in. So really excited about that. But not as excited as I am to be here tonight to talk about the preneur. You know, that's just a tag phrase or part of a word that we kind of use quite a bit. You know, we use an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a mompreneur, mypreneur, thispreneur, all of that good stuff. And it really all comes down to the common threads of, is it for you? You know, it's not for everybody. And even when I say mepreneur, mindpreneur, it can be the best CEO, it can be the best admin, it can be the best sales agent. We want to take those same aspects. So I don't want anybody to tune out right now and go, well, I'm not even thinking about starting a business. Still think about and consider some of the things that we're going to talk about today and take it either into your career or what we will be shifting toward, you know, once a month is starting your own business. We need to create our own stimulus package. You know, we need to create our own destiny, our own wealth. I'm actually excited to see small businesses start to boom, because we're going back to the basics that our grandparents and our great grandparents. We had our mom and pop shops. We had our own, you know, Smith, you know, cobblesmith and grocery stores and hairdressers and all of that good stuff. So I'm really excited for it to all come back, because, you know, we need to make our own destiny, and that's going to be one of the ways to do that is to start our own business, be our own entrepreneurs, if you will.
Amen to that one.
Yes. So I think now, when you and I talked, I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I was just going to ask you a quick question, because you mentioned the book before. Is that book going to be available for download, like on Amazon or something like that, so we can just put it on a Kindle or, you know, have everything just right there? You know, everything's going all high-tech now.
Yes, everything's going electronic. Yes, it will be. It will be. And actually what I'm going to do is, before it goes out to press, I'm actually going to give the listeners and the audience an opportunity to, when they pre-order the book, they'll actually be able to download it electronically. So, yes, absolutely. So, yes, because I travel all the time, and if my books could have a frequent flyer account, I would be rich right now. So since my 40-pound books can't, I have a Kindle now, and I absolutely love it, absolutely love it. You know, I've got probably about 90 books on it right now. And that's only because I'm too lazy to download some other stuff. And so I said, I'm going to put myself on punishment. You have to finish these books before you can buy more. So, yes, it absolutely will be. Absolutely will be on that.
Okay.
So where should we get started today? Where do you want to start?
Well, like you said, we're going back to the basics. And I know you just mentioned that, you know, we're going to be talking to people that may not necessarily know they want to go into business, may not be interested in going into business, or, you know, just kind of on the fence right now. So I guess the first thing we would go into is just, you know, the basic questions we need to ask ourselves in terms of, you know, what are some things to consider about even going into business for ourselves?
Okay. I think some of the general things to consider is, and I know this is going to sound silly, but do you think you're ready to start a business? And I say that is, answer the question honestly with yourself. And you want to answer that question not what you think other people
want to hear from you, but are you really ready to start a business? And there is no right or wrong. It may be, yes, I need to start yesterday. Yeah, I'm thinking about it, you know, maybe January 1 or, you know, maybe after I get my degree or the kids go back to school or whatever the situation is. You want to think, are you really ready to start a business? And you have to really get honest with yourself. Because I won't lie, it's, you know, starting a business is not for the faint of heart, not for the faint of heart. I'm staying with a friend here in Asheville, North Carolina, and we were going for a walk around the lake, and we were joking that I was making a joke about it. I said, isn't it great to be self-employed? I said, because everybody's at home getting ready to go to work, or most people getting ready to go to work, you know, by 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we don't have to. And I said, yes, mm-hmm. but, you know, people laugh at us and think it's great. I said, yes, but on a Saturday afternoon when I'm doing a workshop at a hotel, others are shopping. So there's good and bad in it. So just, are you ready to do that? Because when it's a business owner, it's like being a parent. There is no off time. You know, if we could be a parent Monday through Friday and say, okay, I'm off on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, there is no such thing. You know, you and I were talking about going to the fair and going through the evils of rides and all that good stuff to, you know, to be a good parent and that type of thing. So that's one of the things you want to think about. And I also think some of the general questions you want to ask yourself in getting prepared for entrepreneurship is, have you ever worked in a business similar to what you're planning on starting? And I get a lot of clients when I do coaching and I do training classes, and they get very offended with me. And I said, I want you to think about this. And I said, you're going to be offended. And I said, you can come back to me a week or two later and apologize to me for being offended. And it's, have you really worked for anyone of the business that you're trying to go into? So if you're a top salesperson but your hobby is making pies, have you ever worked in a bakery before? Because it's more than just doing the leisurely, I'm going to get up and make a pie on Saturday. There's so mm-hmm. much more to think about it. And some of our leading entrepreneurs, Stacey, have worked for their now competitors. I live in the Dallas area, and we used to have a hotel chain. It was primarily in Texas. It was called Harvey Hotels. And Harvey mm-hmm. Hotels used to work for Marriott. Part of Marriott used to work for Disney. So you think about, they went in, and they actually, it's a great thing because you get to learn on somebody else's dime. You get to check out right. how they do things, look at their vendors, how they buy, how they hire, how they fire, and that kind of thing. So those are some things to think about. You know, do you really have any experience or work in any business that's similar to what you're doing? It's not to say if your answer is no, that you shouldn't do it. But there are going to be some challenges that you need to identify so that you can overcome them. I'll never say don't do it, but it's just kind of a caution of, okay, I may need to do some extra homework or some extra work, if you will, on that. And
right.
I'd like to also ask, how do I put this? Are you well-suited to be self-employed? And what I mean by that is self-discipline. Self-discipline. You have to be able to manage your time. When I first started my business in 1999, I worked night and day because I was in my home. And honestly, to the point where I couldn't see, I was looking at that computer night and day. So I burned myself out. I did that for about 4 months, and I closed the door. I closed my office door, and I didn't go back for months. So I didn't know how to manage my time well on that. So those are things to think about.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense, especially when you talked about going into business and something that you have no experience in. And, you know, many of us would be guilty for wanting to do that. Why? Because we feel, okay, if I go into this business or this field or this industry, there's all this money to be made there. But at the end of the day, if you're not passionate about it, you know, then you're probably not going to be as successful as you probably could be in something else that you actually are passionate about. So I like that you said that part. You know, do you have any experience in this field? And like you said, it's not to deter anyone from doing it, but, you know, is it really the best fit for you?
Absolutely. You know, and even when you're passionate about something, when times get rough, you like it a little less. So you
mm-hmm.
really need to be in something that you like. And I actually had a training opportunity. I had a training gig, and it was wonderful money. I mean, I can't tell you how wonderful that money was, but I hated it. And eventually, subconsciously, I look back now, I found ways to just kind of end that, you know, just a little bit of a sabotage, because no matter how great the money was, you know, I just kind of dreaded going to do it. and so my heart was not in it. And one of the things that you have to keep in mind as a business owner, and even we as consumers, when we go somewhere and have a really bad experience, not only do we not go back, but we share it.
Mm-hmm.
So as an entrepreneur, you don't have, sometimes you don't have a second chance. You don't have do-over. So it really should be something that you are passionate about. And along with that passion that you have, it's good to look at your family situation. And that means, you know, does your family have, do you have the buy-off from your family? You know, this may be your dream, but is your sibling, your significant other, or your kids in on that same dream? Because in that, it's going to be sacrifices. So you need to get your buy-off from your family. Well, you know, I'm going to be sinking all of my money and my time into that. Is it okay that we don't go to Disneyland next year? Is it okay that, you know, we only have one major gift for Christmas this year instead of, you know, going all out looking like Toys R Us, you know? So, you know, if you've got a significant other, you know, is it okay that, you know, we may not be spending a lot of time with each other? You know, I'm a trainer, and I'm on the road a lot, and, you know, people will look at me and go, my God, you know, how do you have a relationship like that? And, you know, it takes a special person to be secure enough for you to be on the road, you know, sometimes 2-3 weeks at a time. So you really want to look and see if your family has support of that kind of business. And do you have does the type of business that you want match the lifestyle that you want? So I'll say that again. Does the business that you want match the lifestyle that you want? If you are a family person and you want to be home at night and you want to be home at weekends, a restaurant is not what you want to do.
Right.
Because when do people want to eat? Night, weekends, holidays. And that's when you're going to have to be open. So it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It just is what it is, and just to kind of identify that. So that's kind of some general things to kind of think about when you think about if entrepreneurship is for you. So to kind of think those things through and kind of look at how important it is and how much you're willing to take that risk is going to be a really good start for you.
Awesome. Well, I know Juanita's going to have some questions coming up shortly, but before we go into that, just want to let you guys know, for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and my phenomenal co-host, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. Tonight we're joined by the business plan lady and the expert herself, Ms. Sherry Darden, and we are talking about what kind of preneur are you? Interesting title, right? But definitely a valuable show. And so if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, the chat room is now open, finally, so feel free to reach us in the chat room as well. And you can join us there at blogtalkradio.com/mindshifttalkradio. So, Sister Big Bones, I'm sure you have something to say or some questions to ask. What are your thoughts about what Sherry has shared so far?
Good stuff. I am really looking forward to the replay, as these are making even myself, I'm having to ask some really tough questions. But like you talked about, you know, your lifestyle that you want and what's a good fit for you, but what takes precedent over that? Like, do you look at your lifestyle and that takes more than the fit, or what do you do? How do you look at, okay, what should you focus on and how do you balance that out?
Not quite sure what you're asking, so I'm just going to say some things and let me tell me if I've hit what you're looking for there. When I talk about the lifestyle and a good fit for what you want, it may or may not be a season. And what I mean by that is I'll go back to the example of a restaurant. Again, if you're the type of person who loves to travel and entertain at home and be with family, again, you may want to do a restaurant, but you have to face the reality of you're going to have to be at that restaurant when you most times want to be out and entertain and be with family. It's not a good, bad, or indifferent. It just is what it is. You know, I think a lot of times we have the dream of, okay, well, I'll just get it up and I'll get it going, and then I'll just hire some people to run it for me. Well, we've all been employees, and, you know, I'm guilty of it too. We know how we behave when the boss is there, and we know how we behave when the boss is not there. And so now we're going to be looking at it from an owner standpoint of, you know, you're going to have to be there, and you're going to have to mine it. I'll use myself as an example. Back in 99, when I came out and started working for myself, one of the things that I had to be realistic about was the volume of clients that I was going to be able to service. And that was because my mom was sick, and she had been diagnosed with renal failure. And so I knew at that point in time when she had been diagnosed with that, that I was probably going to have to be out sometimes a week or 2 weeks at a time. So I had to pace myself with the size business that I wanted during that time. And it's not to say that that will be a downer to anybody, but again, you know, if you've got a child who is big on athletics and they're going to be going out and they're going to be doing lots of tournaments and that kind of thing, you may want to consider some type of business that you don't necessarily have to have a brick-and-mortar store, a storefront. Maybe it's more of a consulting. You know, one of the things that's great is today I got on Skype and counseled somebody in London. You know, I've got that flexibility because of what I've chosen. I love face-to-face, but, you know, if I want my business to grow or I want to have a different type of product offering, does the type of business I do, do I have the flexibility or not? I have people who say I have to be with someone. I have to have a desk and I have to sit and look at someone face-to-face. That's great. Then you have to plan for, I need office space. I need to have the lifestyle that's going to afford me to be at a space from 9 to 5. You know, I was walking around the lake. You know, I was talking to you yesterday, Stacey, and I was outside, you know, getting ready to walk around the lake and that kind of thing. So you just want to kind of look at, you know, the lifestyle that I want. Do I want to be able to travel? Is it necessary for me to have a 9 to 5, or am I flexible? You know, I do my best thinking at 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody else is asleep. that kind of thing I do, you know, so I'm able to do that. So that's kind of what I talk about, you know, does your lifestyle fit that? You know, whether you're willing to make some temporary sacrifices or if it's going to be a permanent thing. So it's not a good or bad, it is what it is. You know, you kind of just take that into effect. So I don't know if I answered that correctly for you or not.
Well, you kind of did, because okay. I, you know, just personally, like, I'm a people person, yet I don't like people. So now what trumps that? Like, I'm really good with people, but I don't like people.
Oh, goodness, Lord help her.
Okay, I can truly understand, and I'm actually kind of laughing with you, which is, again, why I love helping people, but I only want to be with you for a certain amount of time, and then I want to miss you. So
that would be
me.
Understand.
You have Billy in the chat room shaking his head. He's like,
The Bible don't say I have to like nobody. It says love people. So I love God, love people, but if I like you, that's an added bonus. The Bible don't say I have to like you. So I'm real honest. I don't like people.
Well, it's like people and flies. And I know there's another version of that, but we won't talk about that. So here's the thing, and then I'm glad you brought that up. So there are other friends of mine that are also in the training industry, and they love the 3-, 4-, 5-day boot camp. I like one-day workshops, and, you know, we're together about 6 or 7 hours, and then there's some space in that. So I'm kind of like you of I like people, but I also like to have some space there. So that's where it's great, where I do the virtual chats, I do the one-on-one counseling, but it's for a short time span. You know, my client goes off and does the work that needs to be done, and then we check back in. So you can still like people and then maybe do something virtually. I mean, that's the going thing at this point in time. If you don't, you look at our education. You know, we do online education. People that go to University of Phoenix, you know, they have a virtual instructor, that kind of thing. So, I mean, you just want to find something that still, you know, gets to the point where you're dealing with people, but maybe not necessarily on an individual basis long term.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, Sherry, you mentioned one piece about consulting.
Yes.
Excuse me. And I'm curious to get more information about that because, I mean, nowadays it seems like everyone you meet, especially on Facebook, is some type of consultant in some form or another.
Yes.
So
yes.
I mean, tell us more about the whole consulting piece. Like, how, what makes you qualified to be a consultant, and how do you move forward with that?
I think one of the biggest things that makes someone a good consultant is they've been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting to me when I meet others that say they're a quote-unquote coach or consultant, and they've gone through a course and they've gotten certified, and I've gone, okay, yes, but have you ever started a business? Well, no, but I did something in a class, and I'm like, well, I have a hard time with people telling me to do something and they've never been there and they can't empathize with me and they have no experience. You know, I respect someone who has even failed at it, because at least they can tell me from experience it didn't work, that kind of thing. So I always say when you're looking for someone who is a consultant, you do want to ask what their experience has been and what they're going to consult you with. You know, I've been a small business owner full-time since 1999, part-time since 1992. My first job was at 11. I've managed a staff of 16. I know how to hire, fire. I know taxes, that kind of thing. So I don't mind telling people this is what I've done. I even love sharing my failures, and I think that's one of the things that has made me become popular, especially with, you know, training is, look, I messed up. I messed up big time, but, you know, it's not necessarily that you don't make mistakes, it's that you identify them and you learn from them, you know, because I'm a big, you know, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So let me just save you the time, money, and effort and just save you, because it's not me trying to keep you from having fun, kind of like we think about our parents. We think, oh, man, they're just being a buzzkill. No, they've been there, done that, and they're just trying to protect us, you know, if you will, on that. And that's a really good characteristic, not necessarily safe just for a consultant, but a personal characteristic for a business owner. You know, are you a self-starter? There's not going to be anybody, and that was the roughest thing for me, is there's nobody there to push you. You know, when you're a business owner, if you decide to sleep in tomorrow, there's nobody there that's going to call you or reprimand you, but you know what? The business doesn't get done. And one of the biggest incentives for me was, if I don't get up and work, I don't eat. You know, people talk about benefits and vacations and all that good stuff. So, you know, one of the characteristics is, you know, is to either be a leader or even a self-starter, that you're okay with being your own cheerleader. And that was a rough thing for me, because I always thought that I needed to have someone, you know, checking on me, you know, yay, Sherry, you're doing good, go get them and all that good stuff. And there are going to be times when there is going to be nobody in your corner, maybe someone that no one's going to understand your vision. And that's okay. That's okay. If you believe in your vision and you work hard at it, it's okay if not everybody sees it. Nobody saw Walt Disney's vision. You know, when he said, I have this swamp land in the middle of Florida and we're going to have this land of make-believe and da-da-da-da, people laughed at him. You know, the banks laughed at him. So it's okay, but he was a self-starter. He's like, okay, you know, if nobody's going to go with me, I'll ride it alone, and, you know, until I can find someone. So you do want to have that self-starting characteristic, you know, to be an entrepreneur.
Definitely. And I know you're talking a little bit about the personal characteristics, but Billy had a good question even in the chat room, especially after Sister Big Bones talked about not liking people. But we understand what she meant. But Billy's thing was, you know, he's big on customer service. I would say I'm huge on customer service as well. And so, you know, he made a point that some people feel it's only important when you're dealing with hospitality. But his question is, how important overall is customer service in any business that you're in, even in consulting like we're talking about right now, or working in a storefront, whatever it may be, how important is the customer service piece?
It's everything. It's absolutely everything. And as a trainer, you know, we, you know, it's kind of a small circle when you get national trainers, and we'll talk about, you know, where's your tour going to be, or we call them swings, where's your swing going to be, and we talk about the hotels we're going to be in, and we all have our preferences, but we all have a common thread of the types of hotels that we have, because it's about customer service. It is about customer service. No one wants to spend money with a business that's going to make them feel bad.
Right.
Or is going to tell them that they're wrong, that type of thing. And so customer service is everything. And this is one of the things that I kind of get heads tilted to the side when I do a business plan workshop, is when we talk about pricing. and I'm so glad you brought that up, is I tell everybody, when you factor in everything, when you price your product, you have to factor in customer service. And what I mean by that, do-overs. You have to factor in do-overs, because we think about if we do something right the first time without any mistakes, well, that's not going to happen. You know, what happens if you're shipping something and it gets lost in the mail? It falls off the back of a truck, hint, hint. You know, that customer doesn't care that it fell off the back of a truck. They know that they gave you $49.95 and they didn't get it. So you're going to have to send another one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't tell them, well, I sent it and I don't know what happened, and so it's not my problem. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear, I'm sorry it didn't get to you. We don't know what happened, but we're going to make it right. So customer service is absolutely everything, regardless of your business. It's everything.
Thank you. Thank you. For those of you that are just tuning in and just joining us, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sis, the Big Bones Warren. We are joined by Sherry Darden, the business plan lady, the small business expert. She's here tonight doing basic 101, you know, talking about what type of preneur are you and are you ready to go into business for yourself. And this is a great show for you to join us on because, you know, we're really asking those questions of ourselves and being really honest and transparent with ourselves. You know, is it the best thing for you? You know, we know that it sounds great to be in business for yourself, and there's several perks and benefits to being in business for yourself, but is it the best thing for you? So we encourage you to join in on the conversation. Feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206, or you can join us in the chat room here on blogtalkradio.com/mindshifttalkradio. I do have more questions, but before I go into my whole list of questions, Mr. Big Bones, you've been quiet for a minute, so I know she's ready to burst out. What do you have?
I think quiet is a good thing.
it's scary with you, though. It's scary with you.
I'm really like a sponge right now. I'm just taking it all in because I am at that place where I've you know, the pain of staying is far greater than the fear of leaving.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Because that's when you hit that pain point where, you know, it's more exciting to take that leap than it is to step back and go back to what you know that's not comfortable. So that's also, too, a really great characteristic of an entrepreneur. The other thing is I want to put in, talking about characteristics, and this is going to be probably going to turn off a lot of people, but you got to have to think about it, is, you know, are you willing to invest a significant portion of your savings to get the business started? You know, it's wonderful. You know, we have the little, I like to call him the little green man, the man with the green suit with the little dollar signs on it that's on at 2 o'clock in the morning that talks about, if you buy my book for $79.99, you know, there's all kinds of money that's out there. And out of hundreds of people that I've talked to, only one has given that, you know, a positive spin in free money. And it's, you know, especially in today's times, it's not there. So you have to be willing to, you know, put some of your risk on the block. And if you're not willing to do that, it's a little difficult to get people, i.e. banker, friends, family members, on the bandwagon of kind of subsidizing your dream. So, you know, you may want to step back and say, what am I willing to risk? And it goes back to family, if you got a family. What are you all willing to risk to get this business started? You know, it is what it is on that. And some other things to kind of think about is talking about the type of business that you should go into and a good fit for you. Think about what people turn to you for. Just think about it in your business life and your personal life. What is it people turn to you for? You know, for me, all I have to do is, you know, the fact that I know about business and tax law and HR law, you know, that's all I get. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, the doctor, you know, Dr. Oz talks about he can't go down the street where somebody's, you know, pulling up their shirt going, Doc, what is this? You know, because, you know, that's what he's good at. That's what people go to him for. So kind of think about what people go to you for. Is it about relationship advice? Is it about financial advice? Is it about, you know, kind of centering yourself? Are you the calm person? You know, what are you the go-to person for? What do you help people make decisions on? And that's something to kind of think about. Well, I don't know anything. Everybody knows something. And again, just kind of think about, maybe it's cooking. You know, and that's another thing. You know, when it comes to recipes and all that good stuff. I have a friend of mine, like, I'm having a birthday party. What shall I fix? So we sat for about 20 minutes and brainstormed. Oh, great. Jerry, do you have the recipe for that? Okay, yes, I'll email you the recipe. You know, so in my small circle is food, and in the larger circle is you know, numbers and that kind of thing. So, you know, what is it that you're good at? What do you love? What kind of comes naturally to you? You know, again, you know, who do people turn to you to make those decisions on? So that's a good place also to start.
You know, and I was thinking just now when you said that, Sherry, like, you know, many people will say, come to me for, because we're so used to doing things on a regular basis, we don't even realize
mm-hmm.
that that's our gift or that's our talent. I would
mm-hmm.
say, you know, if you're questioning that, maybe even do a random survey. I know,
awesome.
Nita, you did that with me. You know, she sent me a message asking me what she should be, and I said a stand-up comedian. You know, that was my thing for her, but I'm sure she's gifted in so many other areas, and I did name a couple more, you know, a few more, but it was like comedy was the first thing for me when I thought about her. She's just hilarious. But maybe just asking those people that are closest to you and being open to the
mm-hmm.
feedback that you're going to receive, because,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes we think that we're good at a certain thing and that's it. You know, I know what my gift is. I know what my talent is. And not saying that it isn't, but that may not be what other people see in you. You know, sometimes we don't see as much in ourselves as other people can see in us as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? There are some, Stacey, there are some websites that they can use. There is a website, and I love it. I actually use it in my workshops because sometimes I ask some difficult questions that people don't necessarily want to let you know what their knowledge level is. So I actually put up a poll on the PowerPoint presentation and I allow them to text me their answers, or they can email it. And the website is called Poll Everywhere, P-O-L-L, everywhere.com. So you can post it on a site if you've got a group of friends, or even on Facebook. You know, you can just post a link, and then the questions can be answered anonymously. There's another one called SurveyMonkey, where you can do surveys and that kind of thing. So that's a great place to start. You know, what do you see me as the go-to person? You may even ask them, what are your best characteristics?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it may be something that's a given for you that you don't realize that others, you know, see in you as one of your biggest assets. So that's a really good thing to do. And you know, even if you don't like people, sometimes you do have to like people for a little bit. And, again, I'm laughing with you on that. And that's being a team player. One of the biggest myths that I had, and I failed miserably and I had to realize, you cannot do it alone. So even when you say, I'm going to be a solopreneur because I just want to go off and do my own thing, nobody can do everything themselves. You know, God didn't put us here to be on earth by ourselves. And so you may be the best person in customer service, but you may not be that well-versed on numbers. Or you may be good at customer service and numbers, but may not know the internet and the web hosting that well. Or you may not like the types and that kind of thing. So you will have to look to say, am I a team player? And if it's not, maybe that's something that you need to identify, that you may need to put some effort in that, because it takes a team to have a business. It takes a team to have a business. So even if it's somebody looking over your website or looking over your words in your book or helping you with the website, that kind of thing, being a good team player is going to be a really good characteristic to be successful in a business.
Awesome. And before we go into more of the characteristics, you know, Sherry provided us with a copy of the questionnaire that she uses when she's consulting her clients about getting started
mm-hmm.
in their businesses. So I appreciate that. And see, again, this is why you guys need to connect with Sherry Darden, because you get great resources like this and great tools. But again, so you find her online, sherrydarden.com. I just have to put that out there. But on this questionnaire, on the first part, when we're talking, before we even go into the personal characteristics, you talked about discussing your business idea. And so, you know, this goes into who we're gaining counsel from.
Mm-hmm.
Who we're speaking to about our dreams and so forth, and obviously those people that are going to support us and that are going to lift us up in our dream. But also you talked about more general resources, like, you know, maybe talking to a SCORE counselor or talking to a Small Business Development Center counselor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you're having those conversations, I guess the first question would be, how easy is it to connect with one of those counselors to actually get feedback, and what are those conversations what do those conversations consist of? Is it pretty much just going to be a random, you know, generic email that you're going to get back in terms of responses about your business, or are you actually going to talk to a live person and gain real mentorship through those programs?
Well, I will tell you that still being somewhat involved with the Small Business Development Center, there's been some cutbacks and some budgets and that kind of thing. And also, too, they're trying to streamline because they have to account for the time that they spend. It's going to vary by the Small Business Development Center that you contact. And you can do that by going to, I think it's www.asbdc-us.org. And that will get you the national website of the SBDC. And there will be a national map, and whatever city or whatever state you're in, you can click on it, and then it will show you where your area SBDCs are. But here's how they pretty much normally are going to work. You can call them and say, hey, I'm looking to start a business, and they're going to ask you some questions. They don't want you to be offended, but they need to figure out which counselor they're going to put you with or maybe even recommend some workshops. Because one of the things that we did is before we actually provided counseling in the North Texas area, is we require them to take a test online. And it was kind of like some of the questions I'm talking about here. Have you thought about this? Are you doing that? And depending on how you score, they would say, well, you need to take the startup workshop first. And that would answer some of the questions that we're going to talk about, you know, within the next couple of months of, you know, registering your business name, you know, what kind of business entity you're going to do and that type of thing. So the majority of you working with an SBDC is going to be one-on-one counseling. I will tell you the best benefit, though, is to come with some questions. If you just go in and say, you know, I'm thinking about starting a business, but I have no idea what kind of business I'm going to start, they're not going to tell you what business to start. Anybody would be remiss on telling you what business to start. And two, legally, they can't tell you what business. They can guide you, you know, kind of talk to me, you know, talk to you like I'm talking to you today is, you know, would you like customer service or do you want a service-based business? You know, what are your strengths? What are you thinking? But the more you have in mind about what kind of business you want to start, the easier it is. But they will certainly walk you through step by step by step. They're going to be limited as to what they can advise you on because of who they're funded by. They're funded by the government. And so for liability reasons, they can't tell you to do something. When you're looking for a list of resources, they're probably going to be limited to giving you that too because they were sued several years back of when they came up with a list of website developers. The other website developers came back and said, well, you're playing favoritism. You're endorsing them. You can't endorse with publicly funded money and that kind of thing. But they can certainly help you with free workshops, either free or low-cost workshops. They can offer you that free one-on-one counseling to come in and help you review maybe your website or your business plan or, you know, kind of help you kick around some ideas and that kind of thing. So they are a great source. And SCORE is comparable to the SBDC. Those are a list of retired executives. So you're going to find a former CEO, a former CIO, a former director of HR, that's just volunteering their time with you on that. I will tell you, just a word of caution when you're dealing with SCORE, that they are going to deal with you more on a corporate level, not necessarily an entrepreneurial level. So that's kind of the difference between SBDC and SCORE, but both are very wonderful, wonderful free help for you out there, if you will.
Okay. So, again, that magic word, free. You know, what are those free resources that are available to get started? And, oh, gosh, look at the time. Jeez Louise, I have a whole list of questions. I'm so glad that we're going to be doing this month over month because it's just hard to get this done in an hour.
Yeah, it is.
But let's see. I had one other question. I remember what it is. This was part of the section that you had under your personal characteristics when you were talking about questions that you need to ask yourself. And I know we talked a little bit about how much you're going to invest in your business.
Yes.
So when you're talking about the investment piece that goes into a business, say, for example, those individuals that are looking to start a business, maybe, you know, at this point right now in our economy, most people are probably in that negative net worth category right
yes.
now.
Yeah.
So what is some advice you would provide to individuals like that, that, you know, really have their business, they know they want to go into business, they've already worked on a business plan, but they just don't have the network to get started in a business? What would you say to those people?
Well, let me say some things they may not want to hear, but again, I'm going to go back to, are you willing to work for the type of business that you want to start? And you will be surprised at the number of businesses where people are either wanting to retire, they're wanting to move, and they may even want to sell an existing business. And what better way to get started in that? You will find a lot of times when you find businesses that are looking to sell, they are open to seller financing. So you may have the option of doing that as opposed to going to a traditional bank, which, you know, you've got to go through the normal funding like you and qualifications that you would to buy a house or a car or that type of thing. Start small. You know, I think, you know, we are in that microwave society.
Right.
We want it all right now. Start small. If it's a restaurant that you want, maybe start with some home, you know, some home parties, maybe some home catering, that kind of thing. See what you like, what you don't like. Start with one customer. Start out of your home. Start part-time. I will always tell people, unless you've got enough money saved away that you can keep the home fires going, plus invest money in the new business, start part-time. Start nights, weekends, you know, maybe schedule your vacations periodically so that you want to go out and do something like training or, you know, something that would require traveling and that kind of thing. Save your vacation time so that you can do it periodically until you can get yourself up. So my thing would be to say is to start small. You know, I know we want to have a storefront with, you know, 60 employees and that type of thing, but just start small. You know, figure out what you can do to do it once, see if it works. You'll save money that way too. Because you figure out what works and what doesn't work on a small scale, as opposed to, you know, putting all of your money into something and you're not quite sure if it's going to work or not. So just start small.
Definitely.
Start small.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, things can happen and things will work for you when you put yourself in the right place.
Yes.
Around the right people, you know, you surround yourself with the right people. So, for example, if there's a business that you're interested in getting started in and you don't necessarily know all the bits and pieces about how to go about getting started, or you're not sure that it's going to be the right thing for you, maybe even offering just to help or volunteer in that type of business, you know, just to be able to get a better understanding of how the business operates on a day-to-day basis. And like I said, I believe that if you put yourself into that environment, you know, God just has his way of bringing the right people into your circle,
absolutely.
You know, especially if it's part of his plan and his purpose for you. You know, he'll align everything for you and put you in the right place and bring those resources for you. So I say all that to say, you know, don't be afraid to just kind of go out and venture into it. You know, just start walking, even though you don't know all the details. And we get so caught up in all the details, and I'm raising both hands because I'm so guilty of that.
Yes.
It's like, I need to know how everything's going to work from A to Z. You know, I don't want to leave any questions there, so I'm preaching myself when I say this. You know, it's like we want to know every single detail and how this is going to play out and how it's going to look 5 years from now when we don't necessarily know what we're going to do tomorrow. So as long as you just start taking appropriate steps, you know, just take action and just start moving, get in motion, and then see how things start to open up for you. I don't know. I'm sorry. I just kind of went off on that tangent right there. But, so Sherry.
But that goes back to about being a team player. You put yourself out there. Let people know that you're interested in doing something. I tell you, it is so amazing if you just open your mouth and tell people what you're looking for, what your desires are. People love to help. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm telling you about I'm in North Carolina and I'm talking about renting a car and getting around Atlanta. And if I just open my mouth and said, hey, I'm coming, she's like, don't rent a car. I'll come get you. You know, just and that's something different. But just let people know. People want to help. But can I just make a suggestion on kind of the whole team player and asking for help and getting some opinions? There is a website that you may or may not be heard of, and it's worldwide at this point in time. It's called meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P.com, meetup.com. and what you are interested in, whatever kind of business you're interested in, there are groups out there. There are absolutely groups out there that you can go talk to, network with. They'd be willing to help you and talk to you and provide you with free information or say, hey, you know what? I had a young lady who is, she's got a business and she's very niche in her business. She's doing the eyelash extensions, you know, the high-end eyelash extensions. And I was like, that's great. I said, but you're probably going to have to kind of diversify where your target market is coming from, because she wanted to start a whole salon doing just that. And I was like, well, you may have an issue there. I said, here's some groups that I want you to go and introduce yourself to. So now instead of her having to have her own salon, she goes to different salons one day a week. She's got five different salons that she's going to, and actually it's four different salons and then a microdermabrasion place of all places. But she's going in. Now, not only now does she not have to have a place to rent, but now she's going to places to get customers she would have never been able to reach by herself. And she doesn't have to go out and advertise because those places of business are actually going out and getting the customers for her. But again, unless she had put that out there, that she was looking for opportunities to work with other people, it would have never come. And I sent her to meetup.com. So if you go to meetup.com, you're able to find all kinds of things, all kinds of things.
Awesome.
So that's a good way to be a team player in that manner.
All right. Well, see, we're already coming up to the end of this hour. Before we let you go, Sherry, Sister Big Bones, what are your final thoughts about what you heard tonight? And I think I have her muted out. And there you are. Okay, sis, we can hear you now. What are your thoughts?
Is it over already?
Almost, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it's just the tip of the iceberg. This is, again, just to get everybody just to get the mindset of, you know, is entrepreneurship for me? And, again, it's not to discourage anybody. It's just these are things to think about. And if these things don't come easy to you and entrepreneurship is still something that you want, then this is just a catalyst to say that, hey, maybe I need to read a book, take a workshop, network with some people, and just maybe, you know, kind of go at it a little more cautiously, knowing I've got some areas that I need to work with.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're coming up to the end, Sherry. As always, you bring it every time you come to mind, you know. And it's such a blessing to have you here just to be able to know you and be able to get, you know, all this wisdom from you and be able to have these conversations with you. And truly, it's your passion. You know, it's in your heart. It's clear. It's clear how passionate you are about it. I know that we're going to be doing this series that we're really excited about, so we're going to have you here again with us next month. I know we only have about another minute or two, but if you could just kind of give the listeners in about a minute an idea of what they can expect next month when they come back for the next small business segment.
Here's what we're going to do. If you email me, if you go to sherry@sherrydarden.com or sherry@thebusinessplanlady.com, I'm going to email you a self-employment test. So if you go and fill out the form, the contact me form, and just say entrepreneur test, I'm going to send that to you. And that's also going to be some stuff that's going to help you, whether you need to be a solopreneur, maybe look into a franchise, that kind of thing. What we're going to be looking at coming up is we're going to start with the basics. We're going to do Start Your Business 101. We're going to talk about choosing a business name because a name can make or break your business. We're going to talk about the different types of business formations to kind of help you protect yourself, whether it's taxes or liability, those kinds of things. We're going to talk about, of course, I'd be remiss as being the business plan lady, we're going to talk about writing a business plan, something that you can create your vision. You know, there's ancient scripture that says write the business, write the vision, and make it plain. So we're going to talk about, you know, creating that vision, writing it down so that you can run with it and make your business successful. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, you know, hiring your first person, website, marketing 101. I've got something called a 90-minute marketing plan, so it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out, daunting task, something that you can do and get started. Because, you know, we kind of suffer from over-analysis paralysis. So my personal goal, my prayer is that I prayed yesterday, is to get as many businesses started by January 1.
All right.
I want to be entrepreneurs by January 1.
We're going to get it. So we're going to make sure that everyone is tuned in to Mindshift Talk Radio. And make sure that you guys are here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys heard from the business plan lady, Sherry Darden. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight, Sherry.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you. Awesome. And you guys can get more information about Sherry and the services that she's offering at her website, sherrydarden.com. So you guys make sure that you're here with us next week. As always, I'm your host, Stacey Emery, and I'm joined by my co-host, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. We wish you guys another amazing, phenomenal, blessed, and productive week, and we can't wait to see you in the chat rooms. You guys be blessed. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Mindshift Radio.